What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode number 1060. In this episode, I'll discuss aiming for high normal potassium to reduce sustained ventricular tachycardia in patients with an ICD. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode1060. And now, on to the episode. Both hypokalemia and hyperkalemia are associated with ventricular arrhythmias and sudden death. This is sometimes referred to as a U-shaped association due to the graphical representation of mortality risk versus potassium levels forming a U, where the risk of mortality is lowest at normal levels and increases significantly at both extremely low and high levels. However, the bottom of the U, where mortality is lowest, does not perfectly correlate to the normal laboratory range for potassium of 3.5 to 5 mEqs per liter. Researchers from Denmark published in the New England Journal of Medicine a multi-center, open-label, event-driven, randomized superiority trial to determine if aiming for the high end of normal potassium, 4.5 to 5 mEq per liter, had beneficial effects on patient outcomes. The authors randomized 1,200 patients with an ICD implanted and a baseline potassium level of 4.3 or lower in a one-to-one fashion to either usual care or the high normal potassium group. Patients in the high normal group were given potassium supplementation, a mineralocorticoid receptor antagonist, or both, plus dietary guidance in an effort to get their potassium between 4.5 and 5 mEqs per liter. The study used a composite endpoint of documented sustained ventricular tachycardia or appropriate implanted cardiac defibrillator therapy, unplanned hospitalization lasting more than 24 hours for arrhythmia or heart failure, or death from any cause. A primary endpoint occurred in 22.7% of the patients in the high normal potassium group, compared with 29.2% in the usual care group. This difference was statistically significant, with a hazard ratio of 0.76 in favor of the high normal potassium group. There was no difference between groups in the incidence of hospitalization for hyperkalemia or hypokalemia. The authors concluded, among patients with any cardiovascular disease who had an implanted cardiac defibrillator and were at high risk for ventricular arrhythmias, a treatment-induced increase in plasma potassium levels led to a significantly lower risk of appropriate ICD therapy, unplanned hospitalization for arrhythmia or heart failure, or death from any cause compared to standard care. Pharmacists should be aware that in at-risk patients, such as those with an ICD, the lab range for potassium levels does not match the goal range to minimize cardiovascular events in this patient population. The article in this episode is a selection from my Hospital Pharmacy Academy's weekly literature digest. Every week, Academy members are provided a summary curated and explained by me of the top hospital pharmacy-related articles published that week from over 20 major journals and sources to save you time and keep you up to date with the literature. To get immediate access, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.